It's a Wednesday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Dozens of people are here to learn how to curl. They saw it on the Olympics, and now they want to know, is it really as easy as it looks? Martha Marple is one of the instructors.
And so basically the object of the game is to slide out, get your stone down to that house over there.
Really?
Yeah, it's about 135 feet.
Doesn't seem that long on TV.
No.
No, it doesn't, does it?
It's already harder than they thought.
Generally during a game, you have one person throwing, two people sweeping, and the skip down at the end calling the game.
It all starts with the throw. The player leans against a starting block called a hack and slides out onto the ice and launches the 42-pound stone. Tom Berkey gives it a go.
This is how not to do it, everybody.
Oh, hey. Yeah, so you're going to push off with your right.
Yep.
And you're going to left foot, you're going to go into that lunge.
Okay.
Okay?
Ready?
Yep.
Here I go. Okay, here I go.
Okay.
Sweepers use brooms to brush the ice, melting a thin layer to keep the stone moving, while the skip literally calls the shots. This is a regular scene here now. After attracting a small but loyal slate of players over the last few years, the Cedar Rapids Curling Club is booming. 700 newcomers have learned to curl here since January, and the Olympics has a lot to do with it. Tim Billmeyer has wanted to try this for years, but he says now the pressure is on.
So how do you feel? Is it fun?
It is.
Good.
Got 4 years.
4 years?
For the Olympics.
As it happens, there's at least one person at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena who could have a real chance of landing a spot on Team USA.
Yeah, I'm Addie Heitzman. I'm an eighth grader at Oak Ridge Middle School, and I've been doing this for about 2.5 years, heading on 3.
This May, Addie and her teammates are going to Nationals in Salt Lake City to compete against clubs from all over the country.
It's amazing to think that, hey, someone from Wisconsin, someone from the middle of Iowa can do this kind of stuff. If I have friends who are like, are you going to the Olympics? Not quite yet. I'd like to get school over with first.
The 14-year-old says she's got time, and there's a lot to do before that could happen. But all of the hard work and sacrifice?
I feel it's worth it.
But Addie and the rest of the club say there's more to the sport than Olympic gold. Those in the know call it the spirit of curling. Player Phil Burian.
The tradition is to sit down and have a beer or some kind of drink with the team that you just played right after the game. And that chemistry really makes the game more important, because no matter how competitive the game is, you know you're going to be sitting down and talking to these people about what they do and their kids and those kind of things.
And he says curling attracts all kinds of players.
I curled on a team with myself. I'm an attorney. And we had a high school student, a chiropractor, and an engineer. And we curled against a 10-year-old girl. The other team was a 10-year-old girl and three of the wheelchair Paralympians. And it was a very, very competitive game. When you can have that diverse of physical abilities and experience, and they can get on the ice and play against each other and have a good, close game, that's a special sport. There's not many activities where that broad of a range of people can be on a level playing field.
Burian and his teammates hope they can hang on to the post-Olympics excitement, or at least teach Iowans that curling really does take some skill. The club's spring training league starts April 8th. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.